That's a good win. Good win for us. You know, a little slow first half, but second half got going. Scored again on the first possession of the second half and put together better performance.
Most complete game you guys have played?
Probably not offensively, no. You know, we had way too many negative yardage plays. And, you know, I think we left some yards out there on the field. But they have a good defense. They did some good things tonight. Kind of slowed us down a little bit there in the first half, but you know, we got to be a little bit better converting those third downs there early on. Yeah, I think they're excited about that. They definitely been taking some heat in the media, but nice to see Clay get a couple sacks, and you know, they gave up 7 points, but it was a short field after the fumble. So I think they're very happy. Got to give Dom Capers a lot of credit. Yeah, he's the best second reaction guy. You know, he's got a great feel for where to go, where to get open in relation to where I'm at on the field and what I'm doing. A lot of confidence in him. When the ball's in the air, I have a lot of confidence he's going to come down with it. So. Fun to get him involved there in the third quarter and 2 big touchdowns.
Aaron, you're on pace to threaten Brady's single-season touchdown passing record. Does that mean anything to you? Thoughts on that, on the pace?
Yeah, not really thinking about that, to be honest. I mean, we're thinking about winning our division and getting a home playoff game. Excuse me, and all that will take care of itself. I just want to be efficient and consistent and get us in good situations. So we're doing that, and I'm not turning the ball over. We're gonna be in every game. But he was happy about that. Well, a lot of preparation, and you know, we're a very well coached team. Personally, I got a great quarterback coach who gets me prepared every week, and got to give Tom Clements a lot of credit for the time that he spends making sure I feel good about the game plan and feel good about what we're going to see out there. He's a great game day coach, and Mike's been really rolling through some calls. You know, we've had a great plan every week, and you know, Joe Philbin, the guy, has been putting together a great plan, and Mike's been rolling through some calls and giving us an opportunity to be successful.
Are you entertaining thoughts of a perfect season at all?
Well, we're 1-0. I'm trying to go 1-0 every week. I know I said that last week. So, got 9 of them right now banked, and going to try and get to 10 next Sunday, this Sunday.
Is there any reason to think that, obviously, we'll get more and more attention as you continue to win games? Is there any reason why that should affect on the field play?
I'm gonna try not to let it affect my play or our offense's play, but you know, I'm sure there will be obviously more pressure, more scrutiny from the outside with this locker room. But we got a good locker room. Guys stayed tight and stayed together, but on game day stayed nice and loose. So it's a very confident bunch and a lot of guys that believe in each other, and we've been playing pretty well.
Aaron, Greg said that obviously there's a quarterback controversy now, and he's on Team Flint. What do you make of that?
Well, he just might not get the ball this week.
Jordy said the same thing.
He might not either.
Yeah.